T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, friends, it is 2 o'clock. It is Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is Carlin and Reese. On this Tuesday, it feels like we've had about 6 months since a football game, and we got another 6 months to go. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494, Isaiah Embiid Reese.
Oh, what's up, brother?
Trust the process.
Trust the process. I know what I do trust, that I should have pulled my long johns out this morning.
Oh, a little chilly.
Holy smoke.
It's going to get back up to 70 tomorrow. Don't worry.
My son about to start walking to the bus stop. Man, I had to come outside this morning. I was like, whoa, let me go back in. I got to get a jacket.
888-729-9494, pound 9494 on AT&T and Verizon wireless phones. We were not going to start here, but a little bit of news within the last hour. And that comes from Joel Embiid. Earlier, at a press gathering, Joel was asked about the minute restrictions that are going to be placed on him to start the season, somewhere in the teens. Here is how that went, courtesy of Kyle Newbeck from the Philly Voice, who was nice enough to send us the audio.
Did you have the initial minute restriction interview on? Did they give you any hope that that would be lifted at some point?
I wish I was playing more minutes. I think I'm ready for more than, I don't know, whatever number they have, but I don't know. I wish I was playing more, but we're going to see how that goes.
He went on to call it BS a little bit again later on.
We're going to see how that goes.
We're going to see how that goes. Now, to put it into context, he called it effing BS that his minutes are going to be in the teens to start the season. And later on, you know, said, but, you know, you got to trust the process and all that stuff, and they have my best interest at heart and all that. But this is getting thoroughly aggravating, not just for us, but for the player. And you know what? Good for Joel. Good for Joel coming out and complaining about it. And look, I get it. They just wrote him a big fat check. I don't expect him to go out there and play 38 minutes tomorrow night, okay? But it would be nice if we
do.
Well, all right. But I mean, I think he's a 30 to 32 minute player game anyway.
Okay.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have any expectations of 46 minutes by any stretch. I'm getting tired of this. I mean, honestly, I get it. You just wrote him the big fat check and you want to make sure he's okay. But is he healthy or is he not healthy? How often do we have to continue to ask this freaking question? Because it looked pretty clear when you decided to play him in a preseason game a day after he came to a contract extension agreement that it had nothing to do with health.
Yeah, it seems like he's been healthy. I don't know when he got to the point where he felt like he's ready to go. All right, is it more conditioning than it is health? Is that what the case is? And if that's the case, you got to let him play himself into shape. You know, that's sure. What they shortened the NBA preseason. And I love the fact they shortened the NBA preseason because, quite frankly, the first month of the regular season is the preseason.
Yeah.
In the NBA. So why not just use it as the preseason, the first month of the season, and to sort of put these restrictions on it? First of all, it doesn't sound good to any of us as Sixers fans. That's the last thing we sort of want to hear as it pertains to Joel Embiid. And, you know, I'm sure the next time you hear from Joel Embiid, I wouldn't be surprised if he's dialed that sentiment back a little bit once he's had a chance to talk to Brett Brown, Brian Colangelo, the Sixers brass. And they try to get him to calm down a little bit and let them see their side of why they have these restrictions on him. But the guy wants to play. Guy wants to play. And if he's able to play, let him go out there and play. Here's what you're not going to be able to do. You know, this idea that you're going to be able to preserve Joel Embiid, so you're going to have him for 10 to 12 years. Listen, man, the injuries are going to come. They're going to come. They can come in 10 minutes or they can come in 35 minutes out there on the court. thinking you're going to play him as little as possible to try to prolong his career, that's asinine in my opinion. It just is. It's not. That's not realistic. It's just not realistic because you can't control injuries. And if he's healthy, let him play.
He's either getting hurt or he's not, and it doesn't matter how long he's on the court.
Yeah, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Honestly.
Didn't Andrew Bogut get traded to Cleveland and get hurt in like 24 seconds?
Yes. Yes. He was on the court less than a minute, and he was done for the year.
Done for the year.
You know, you can't keep doing this. It makes no sense. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of baseball these days. With as much as they baby the pitchers.
The pitch count.
Yeah. And the pitch count and the innings limits and all that crap. And what happens? These guys end up getting hurt anyway. They end up getting hurt anyway. You're doing things that are not natural to the body. You know, Joel Embiid is an athlete. Mm-hmm. He has to go out there to be able to play, to be able to get better. And look, I know. We all saw what we saw last week, that he can go out there and score 22 points in 15 minutes. And live at the free throw line.
Yeah.
It was glorious to see.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But that doesn't mean he actually still doesn't have to get better as a basketball player. And the only way to do that is to actually play.
And here's the problem I believe that could be getting overlooked. And I think it played into sort of his style of playing last year. He goes into these games knowing he's only going to play. It started off with 18 minutes and it trickled up to 20 minutes, and it kept trickling up, right? Never topping out over 28. And the more and more fun he was having and the better he looked as a player, the more he wanted to play. So when you put these minutes restrictions on him, you know what that does in his mind? That says, I better get it all in these 24 minutes, these 15 minutes. So he's going to play all out in those 15 minutes. So when we talk about pace yourself and don't die for loose balls in the first quarter and all these other things, what do you think he's going to do when he knows he's only getting, I'm only get to play 18 minutes tonight?
I'm going to squeeze it all in now.
I'm getting it all in while I'm out here, as opposed to pacing himself through a game knowing he's going to play for 32 minutes or play as long as he's not in foul trouble. Then he can pace himself. But if you put these minute restrictions on him, it's not going to temper his style of play. It's going to make him play harder within those minutes.
Let me go empty the tank.
Yes.
And that's going to have him diving into the second row. That's going to have him going up for a dunk and trying to put a little extra oomph into it, and then he lands on it wrong. You can make the case that it's actually a little bit more dangerous on the other side. I want him thinking conservatively. I want him thinking in those terms. But I also don't want him out there afraid to get hurt all the time.
That's my thing. If you're going to tell me he's still injured, that's one thing. But he doesn't look injured.
He doesn't.
He does not look injured.
He looked 100% healthy last week.
Yeah, he does not look injured while he's playing. And the fact that you played him in the preseason says to me he's not injured. Because why would you play him in a preseason?
You decided to write him the check. To go out there and play. To go out there and play. If you wanted to start at 26 minutes, 25 minutes, that I could understand. But we're in the teens?
Yeah, I can't even understand this, Chris. I'm looking at him like Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is healthy.
Yeah, I mean, if it was strictly basketball shape.
Right.
That's how I could understand.
Right.
But I can't get a straight answer out of anybody. And it's almost like every time you suggest something to them, it's like, sure, that can be part of it too. You know, it's like, is it about getting into basketball shape? Yeah, you know what? That's what it's about too. We're all you're just so afraid. Stop being so freaking afraid. You wrote the guy the check. He's dying to go out there to play. Let him go out there and play.
And we're really reacting to his sound, to his sound bite here. To his reaction, yeah.
He cursed. It's effing BS.
He wants to play.
We want to see him play.
Yeah.
Guys.
What's the problem?
Talk to the doctors.
He wants to play. We want to see him play. He's on restrictions.
And I don't even understand why we're talking to the doctors at this point. Like, it's up to the doctors. This is what the doctors say. I heard Brett this morning with the guys on the morning show. I'm just doing what the doctors tell me here. Why are the doctors involved right now? He's healthy. Why are the doctors involved? And if he's not healthy, why'd you just cut him a check for $150 million?
And why are you playing the preseason?
Dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
Speaking of playing and injured, we got Markell.
Oh, right.
Who, for some reason, seems to be injured, but he's still going to play even though it's coming off the bench.
I still don't have an answer on that. If Markell is not healthy, why is he playing?
Yeah, he should rest until he gets completely healthy.
Dear God, let's go. 888-729-9494. Are you as frustrated by this as we are to start the season the week after he gave him the money, and now we're already talking about minutes restrictions and low minutes restrictions?
Low minutes. Teens.
Let's go.
We're in the teens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.